Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次在主面前寻求思考他的心意的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to meditate and think about His will.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
谢谢你借着你爱子给我们的拯救，给我们的带领。
Thank you that through your beloved Son you have guided us and saved us.
我们是在赞美你。
We truly praise you.
万物是因着你的旨意被创造而有的。
For all things are being created by your will.
我们也谢谢你。
And thank you.
因着你爱子的拯救，我们可以成为国度，成为祭司，也能够与你的爱子一同在地上执掌王权。
For the salvation of your beloved Son, we can become kingdom priests and also reign on the earth.
我们没有一个人可以成就这些话语。
There's none of us can fulfill those words.
若不是你赐给的，我们什么都不是。
We are nothing if not given by you.
我们把敬拜都归给你。
We give you all the worship and praises.
我们实在需要你的显现，也需要你的话语。
We truly need your revelation and need your words.
我们说话的、翻译的、听话的，都一同等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen wait before you together.
求你赐给我们第一手的显现。第一手的话语。
Do pray that you give us the first-hand revelation and first-hand words.
让我们今天不会空空的来，白白的回去。
So we do not go back empty in vain.
我们仰望你，让我们带着你丰盛的同在和你自己在我们身上的启示和显现回去。
Do pray that we return with the fullness of your presence and fullness of your revelation upon us.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read few places of scriptures.
先读启示录二十二章。
Verses Book of Revelation chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节
Verse 12
看啊我必快来赏罚在我要照个人所行的报应他
And behold I come quickly and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be
十七节
Verse 17
圣灵和心腹都说来听见的人也该说来口渴的人也当来愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝
And the spirit and the bride say come And let him that hears say come And let him that is athirst come And whosoever will Let him take the water of the life freely
二十节
Verse 20
证明这事的所事了我必快来阿们主耶稣啊我愿你来
He which testified these things says Surely I come quickly Amen Even so come Lord Jesus
我们再请看马太福音第二十五章。
Please look at Book of Matthew, chapter 25.
我们读第一节到第十三节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 13.
那时，天国好比十个童女，拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的。五个是聪明的。
And five of them were wise, and five were foolish.
愚拙的拿着灯，却不预备油。
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumber and slept.
半夜。有人喊着说新郎来了你们出来迎接他
And at midnight they were crying Behold the bridegroom comes The bridegroom comes Go you out to meet him
那些童女就都起来收拾灯
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps
愚拙的对聪明的说请分点油给我们因为我们的灯要灭了
And the foolish say unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But the wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的，同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了。说主啊主啊给我们开门。
Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not.
你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
在这段圣经里面提到了天国和新郎。
In this place of scripture, it mentioned about the kingdom of heaven and the bridegroom.
这是在神永远的心意里面很重要的两点。
Those are the very two important points in the eternal will of God.
神不但拯救我们回到他的家中。
Not only God has saved us to return to his home.
神也拯救我们成为他的国度。
And God also saved us to become His kingdom.
那今天我们好像肉眼上看不到神的国度。
Although we cannot see God's kingdom visibly.
但是神的国度在教会里面应该是实际的。
But the kingdom of God in the church should be a reality.
因为我们是被他救回来，归在神的国度里面。
For we are being saved back by Him to be entered into the kingdom of God.
那天国在肉眼可以看的这个时候呢，就是主耶稣再来的时候。
We are able to see the kingdom of heaven in our fleshly eyes is only when our Lord Jesus comes back.
所以今天在教会里面是要见证至高的神在人的国中掌权。
So today in church we are to testify that God Most High is in reign of the earthly kingdom.
所以若教会没有让神掌权的实际，教会就没有办法显出国度见证的实际。
So if there's no reality of church being letting God to be in reign, this reality, then there's no reality of the kingdom.
所以今天每一个基督徒都有这一个受这个托付，或者有这个责任，把神的国度彰显在地上，如同在天上。
So therefore, one of the Christians today have the entrustment or this responsibility to reveal God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven.
这里讲到另外讲到童女跟新郎。
And also here talks about virgins and the bridegroom.
这是神要预备一个永远的婚姻。
That is God is going to prepare eternal marriage.
我们都在这个永远的婚姻里面有份。
And we are all partakers of this eternal marriage.
所以我们蒙恩得救的人就已经被放在这个永远的婚姻里面。
So as we are saved by grace, already being put into this eternal marriage.
但只有预备好的，在主再来的时候可以进入羔羊的婚宴。
But only those who are ready when the Lord comes back can be entered into the marriage of the Lamb.
所以对我们来讲，今天是一个重要的时刻。
So to us, it's a very important moment today.
而且预备好的也可以与主在天国里面一同掌权一千年。
And those who are ready can also be in reign with our Lord for 1,000 years in heaven.
马太二十五章这段圣经跟这个二十四章是连下来的。
Book of Matthew chapter 25 is the continuation of chapter 24.
二十四章的后头讲到两个在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
At the end of chapter 24, talks about two were in the field. One was being taken, one was being left.
两个在床上，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two were on the bed. One was being taken, one was left.
两个在推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two were grinding the mill, and one was taken, one was left.
我这里讲的不是六个人，这里讲的是两个人，但是是在地球是圆的，因为在同一个时间在不同的地点有不同的情况。
It was not talking about six different people, but it was talking about two different people because the earth is round. Therefore, in the same place, but different situations happen.
马太福音二十四章讲到两个主耶稣再来的时候，取去一个，撇下一个。
In chapter 24 of Matthew, it talks about two that when Lord Jesus comes, one was taken, one is left.
是讲到有一群人在主耶稣再来的时候，他的肉身的阶段还是活在地上。
So it talks about a group of people when our Lord Jesus comes back, their flesh were still living on earth.
那二十五章呢，就讲到这个在肉身的这个情况呢，已经没有办法在地上，所以他是童女，而且是睡了。
So in chapter 25 talks about the flesh was already no longer living on the earth. Therefore, it talks about virgins who are sleeping.
有时候我们会觉得，现在我还活着，所以我是属于二十四章的这个范围。
Sometimes you might feel that since we are still living, therefore we are part of this chapter 24.
童女呢都睡了，所以呢，要等到我睡了才跟他有关系。
And the virgins already slept, therefore it might be that it has to do with us until we are sleeping.
但是你仔细看这段圣经，你就发现主耶稣不是这个意思。
But if you really look at this carefully, we know that our Lord does not mean so.
我们都有可能是二十四章两个取去撇下的其中一个。
All of us can be those in chapter 24 mentioned, those two that one's taken, one's left.
但是如果主他再来的时间比我们的肉身可以留在地上的时间更长。
But if when Lord comes back, that he takes longer than the time our flesh is still on earth.
那我们都要成为童女。
Then we will all become virgins.
那但是呢，他这十个童女里面呢，有一半，有五个呢是聪明的，有五个呢是愚拙的。
But all of the 10 virgins, 5 are wise and 5 are foolish.
这个聪明和愚拙呢，不是等主再来才决定。
Whether one being wise or foolish is not being determined on when our Lord comes back.
聪明或者是愚拙呢，是今天我们怎样活在主面前来决定。
It is determined by how we live before the Lord about whether it's foolish or wise.
好，那在这段圣经里面讲到童女都拿着灯，然后去迎接新郎。
And here talks about the virgins take their lamps to welcome the bridegroom.
所以第一节说，都拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
And verse 1 says, took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
我在看这段圣经的时候，对我是一个提醒。
It's a reminder when I read this verse.
今天我们一定，我们同样要吃饭，要睡觉，要工作，甚至要结婚，也要买房子，也要买车子。
Today we all have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to get married or work or buy car or buy house.
我们跟每一个人都要过那些生活，都一样，都要过那些生活。
It's the same that we have to live this kind of life every day with others.
但是里面可能有点不一样。
But it might be different inside of us.
有的人呢，是他也买车，但他也是准备什么，出去迎接新郎，迎接主再来。
For some, they are also buying cars, but they are always ready to meet the bridegroom.
我听说有人在他的车后面贴了一个牌子。
I heard that some people put a slogan behind their cars.
开在后面的人应该很紧张。
So those who are driving behind them get nervous.
那上面是写说，被提的时候，这辆车是没有驾驶的。
It says that when the time of rapture, there's no driver inside this car.
他要买车，他也开车。
He also buys car and drive.
他提醒后面的人说，如果被提的时候呢，我就不在车里面了。
But he reminds those who are driving behind him that if it's time of rapture, then I'm no longer in the car.
所以不在乎你现在是跟地上的人过的一样不一样的生活。
So regardless of what kind of how similar your life is with the earthly people today.
这在乎就是说你是不是在这样的机会里面，像这里讲说出去迎接新郎，你我们这个态度，我们这个心或者我们这个人是预备迎接主来的。
So it has to do with your attitude, whether that you go forth to meet the bridegroom, that our attitude and we are ready to meet the Lord.
所以你也可以大吃大喝，你还是迎接主再来， 你也可以在那里为着你的体重在那里啊节食，你还是可以迎接主再来。
So you can eat and be merry and welcome Lord coming back, and you can also be on diet or welcoming Lord coming back.
所以这里主告诉我们，就是在我们的日常生活，我们的日常生活应该是一个迎接主再来的生活。
So Lord tells us here in our daily lives, we should have the life of welcoming His back.
啊，不是我们等到主在那里敲钟响说，哦，我来了，我来了，然后才说，好，我现在才要预备。
It's not that we get ready when our Lord knocks the door.
所以这是一个很重要的事情。
So it's a very important thing.
啊，因为我们缺少这种态度呢，我们对这段圣经呢就没兴趣了。
If we lack of this kind of attitude, then we have no interest toward this passage.
但是你如果是一个愿意迎接主再来的，你就愿意在这段圣经里面去发现一点怎么个迎接法。
If we are someone willing to welcome our Lord's coming, then you are willing to discover how He will come back in this passage.
所以在这一段圣经里面，这个童女他们身上可以说有至少几个方面是提醒我的。
So there are several aspects from the virgins who remind me.
因为他们都拿着灯嘛，所以灯是不是正常是一个问题。
So since they are all taking their lamps, so whether the lamps are being under normal condition, that's a question.
那灯的目的，如果灯不发光，这个灯就没有用，所以光是一个问题。
It has to do with light. If the lamp does not shine forth light, then it has a problem.
啊，那。这个另外就是这个预备是一个问题。
And another issue is whether one is being prepared.
那他这里讲说，这个愚拙的啊，愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
It talks about the foolish ones take their lamps but no oil with them.
这每一个都有拿着灯，十个童女每一个都有灯。
All of the 10 virgins have lamps.
那这预备油，预备油，预备这个字什么意思？
To prepare the oil, what does the word prepare mean?
预备就是接受的意思。
To prepare,
承受。
To prepare means to receive, to accept.
所以在这一段话里面，预备油有两面，一面是承受的意思，接受的意思。
So in this passage, there are two meanings for being prepared. One is to receive, to accept.
还有另外一面呢，就是好像那个愚拙的，等到新郎来的时候呢，发现油不够，他找那个聪明的要油，那聪明的说，你去找这个卖油的买吧。
And the other meaning is that when the foolish realize that when the bridegroom comes, they do not have enough oil, and they ask the oil from the wise ones, and the wise ones tell them to buy from those who sell the oil.
所以这个油。一面是承受的，一面又是花代价的。
So the oil on the one hand is to receive, but on the other hand is to pay the price.
那这个呢，这个愚拙的呢，他这个到他真的需要的时候，他去找谁呢？他不是找卖油的，他不是找给油的，他找什么？找他的同伴。
So for the foolish ones, when the time comes, who do they go to ask the oil for? They do not go to ask those who sell the oil, but they ask those their companions.
所以愚拙的对聪明说，请分点油给我，我们的灯要灭了。
So the foolish one says to the wise ones, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
那他找油找错，他找错了对象。
And he looks.The oil from the wrong person.
啊，这里讲到油哈，圣经这里面讲到油是讲到圣灵。
The oil here talks about the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们每一个人在信主的时候都得到圣灵。
Each one of us, once we believe the Lord, we have received the Holy Spirit.
我们承受圣灵没有花任何的代价。
We did not pay any price to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣被钉十字架，死而复活，升上高天，因为他得到了荣耀，他把圣灵浇灌下来，他把圣灵给我们。
For our Lord was crucified on the cross and ascended on high, and as He has received the glory, He poured down the Holy Spirit to give to us.
但是呢，如果要这一个持续的被圣灵充满，那我们就需要活在与主同死。同埋葬、同复活，就是同钉十字架的时机。
But in order to be always continuing being filled by the Holy Spirit, then we have to live in the reality of being died and buried and together resurrected with the Lord.
然后背起自己的十字架跟着，这就是我们的代价。
To bear up our own cross to follow the Lord, that is the price we have to pay.
十字架就是否认我。 向我就说不，向神说是。
Cross is to deny myself, that is to say no to myself and say yes to the Lord.
这个是买油的人付的代价。
That is the price one is buying the oil has to pay.
所以我们什么时候愿意背起自己的十字架跟谁走，你就被油就加给你，就被圣灵充满。
So whenever we are willing to bear up our cross to follow the Lord, then the oil is fulfilling us and we are being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那如果我们不愿意背起自己十字架呢，我们就发现我们只能羡慕别人有圣灵充满，我们羡慕别人有油，自己没有油。
But if we are not willing to bear up our cross, then we can only desire of those who are being filled by Holy Spirit. We don't have oil in us.
然后这里发生一个问题，就是愚拙的说，我们的灯要灭了。And
here's the problem, which is that the foolish says that our lamps are gone out.
这个灭哈，你知道在另外一处圣经，应该是在这个。 看一下啊，应该是在以弗所书吧，我看一下啊。不是，在帖撒罗尼迦。好，帖撒罗尼迦第五章十九节有这么一个话。
The word the lamp's gone out is it shows that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19.
不要消灭圣灵的感动.
Quench not the spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动，这是保罗劝在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹。
Quench not the spirit is what Paul exhorts the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica.
就是他其实感动是没有，就不要消灭圣灵，就是不要把它。 圣灵在我们像火一样引导我们，你不要把它浇熄了。The
original says quench not the spirit, so it's when the Holy Spirit guides us, we should not quench it.
那这个愚拙的说呢，我们的灯要灭了，要灭的跟这个消灭圣灵感动是同一个字。The
foolish one says our lamps are gone out, and the word gone out is the same word as quench.
所以为什么愚拙的他的灯要灭了呢？
So why is that the foolish ones, their lamps are gone out?
书这里告诉我们，平常就消灭圣灵。
So here it tells us that in their daily life, they quench the spirit.
所以圣灵，我们每一个人蒙恩得救的，都有圣灵在我们里面。
So for each one of us saved by grace, we have Holy Spirit within us.
但是呢，当圣灵提醒我们，圣灵引导我们，圣灵纠正我们，我们消灭它。
But when the Holy Spirit guides us to adjust us and to correct us, we quench it.
这个消灭的结果就有可能成为像愚拙的那样子。
So the result of quench the spirit might result in just like those foolish virgins.
我看到这里的时候，我心里很害怕。
So when I read this, I get nervous, I get afraid.
今天如果圣灵感动我，不要做这件事情，我偏要去做，怎么消灭圣灵？
So if today the Holy Spirit touches me not to do certain things, but I still continue to do them, then that's called quench the spirit.
今天圣灵感动我往这里走，我偏要往另外的方面走，我消灭圣灵。If
today the Holy Spirit reminds me to walk this way, but I insist to go the other way, that's quenching the spirit.
所以这是一个很重要的事情。So
it's something very important.
这提醒我们自己。To
remind ourselves.
如果你是清楚蒙恩得救。
If you are clearly saved by grace,
没有理由没有圣灵在你身上的工作。
There's no reason, there's no work of the Holy Spirit on you.
如果没有圣灵在你身上的工作, 那可能是被你消灭掉了。
If there's no work of the Holy Spirit upon you, it might be that you have quenched it.
我在刚刚信主的时候，我在一个阶段很挣扎。
In my beginning stage after I believed the Lord, there was a time I was so struggling.
我发现有两个意见在我身上。I
find there are two opinions on me.
一个意见在我心里面。One
opinion is inside my heart.
一个意见在我的思想里面，在我头脑里面。
And the other opinion is in my mind.
头脑里面的 思想里面呢，我很熟悉。
The thoughts that's in my mind, I'm so familiar with.
在我心里面的呢，我很陌生。
And the ones in my heart, I feel very strange too.
我就在那很犹豫，我想说，我是顺着我熟悉的呢，还是顺着我不熟悉的呢？
So I very much hesitating. I was wondering whether I should follow what I'm familiar with or what I'm not familiar with.
啊，顺着我熟悉的呢，我似乎可以都可以分析，甚至都可以预测那个结果有可能什么结果。
If I follow what I'm familiar with, I can actually predict what will happen.
但是呢，顺着我这个不熟悉的呢，哇，我觉得我走在一个完全没有办法。掌握没有办法预测的一种状态以下。
But if I follow what's not familiar to me, then I'm walking in on the way that seems fully unpredictable and full of uncertainty.
我们在中学的时候读这个，我们叫国台湾叫国文，就中文啊。
In high school, we study Chinese.
有一句话我记得，因为我的记忆力不太好，我记得的不太多，但有一句话我记得。
Although I don't remember a lot of things, but there's one thing I remember.
那就是如临深渊，如履薄冰，知道吗？
我知道，可是很难翻。It's a lot of struggling.
啊，就是我好像走在那个深谷的旁边，就快要掉下去，你知道吗？然后我还或者你知道，如果像我 Verona 的这个湖是可以结冰的，你走在薄那个冰，如果你那个冰是很薄的，你是什么感觉啊？
It's as if I'm walking on the side of the cliff, which I can fall at any time, but I'm also I'm walking on the lake that with a thin layer of ice. Then how would you feel?
我记得这个成语，但是我从来就不知道它是什么感觉。
I remember this phrase, but I never understand how it feels.
直到我信耶稣之后，里面的心里的意见跟头脑的意见在那里不同的时候。
Until the time after I believe in Jesus, that the opinion in my thoughts, my mind is so different from the thoughts in my heart.
我在那里学习顺从，在我心里面圣灵的感动。
So I'm learning to follow the touch of the Holy Spirit within me.
我一边顺从，一边那种。如临深渊，如履薄冰的那种感觉，就充满我的全人。
On the one hand, I'm trying to learn how to obey the Holy Spirit, but the feeling of walking on the cliffs and walking on the thin layer of ice is filling the entire self of me.
那是因为我对圣灵、对主不认识，不够认识。
That's because I do not understand much about the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
我以为我常常会错，主耶稣也是常常会错的。
I thought I might often be wrong, and also our Lord might be wrong.
我以为我是有限的，主耶稣也是有限的。
I thought I'm limited, so is our Lord is limited.
但是经过这些年下来，如果主能够在我心里面引导我，我真的觉得很宝贵。
But after all those years, if the Lord is able to guide me within my heart, then I feel it's so precious.
我最希望就是如果有一件事情要做决定的时候。我能知道主的意见是什么。
So my greatest wish is that whenever I have to make decision, I know what our Lord thinks.
如果我面对一个情况，我甚至不知道或者知道，我希望主能够引导我。
When I face a situation, whether I know or not know, I hope our Lord can guide me.
所以这个是要学习不消灭圣灵的感动。
So this has to learn about not quench the spirit.
所以这里愚拙的有一个情形，就是他灯要灭了。我想灯怎么会灭呢？哎，感谢主，他另外一个地方告诉我们，消灭圣灵的感动。
So the foolish ones face the situation that their lamps are going out, and so I was wondering how can their lamps gone out? But thank the Lord, on the other passage tell us they quench the spirit.
所以如果我们每一个人在主面前认真。
So if each one of us is serious before the Lord,
不让这个圣灵的感动在我们身上消失掉。
And not quench the spirit.
那我们应该很欢喜地迎接主再来。
Then we should very joyfully welcome Lord's coming back.
你不要怕，不要怕灯灭了。
Should not be afraid the lamps are gone out.
灯会灭，就是因为当主要发光的时候，我们呢把它熄掉。
The lamps are gone out is when our Lord shines forth, then we quench it.
啊，多熄几次呢，以后就没感觉了。
After we quench it a few times, then there's no more feelings.
所以，如果我们身上显不出主圣灵的感，圣灵的同在，那可能是我们消灭的次数太多了。
If on us we cannot show forth the presence of the Holy Spirit, then it might be that we have quenched too many times.
我们应该到主面前认真的、彻底的悔改。
We should really come before the Lord seriously and completely repent.
求主赐给我正直的灵，让圣灵在我身上能够再给我新的带领、新的感动。
To pray the Lord give us the right spirit so that once again the Holy Spirit can touch us.
所以这个这个光呢，是跟我们怎样对待圣灵在我们身上的态度有关系。
So the light has to do with our attitude, how we face the Holy Spirit.
啊，那这个前一段时间哈，我们在读以赛亚书。
And for past few weeks, we have been reading Book of Isaiah.
有一些圣经哈，关于光这一方面，给我是还蛮有提醒的。
There are a few places that talks about light, which gives me big reminders.
参考。
So let me give you as reference.
以赛亚书五十章第十和十一节。
Isaiah 50 chapter 10 and 11.
你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人之话的？
Who is among you that fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant?
这人行在暗中，没有亮光，当依靠耶和华的名，仗赖自己的神。
That walks in darkness and has no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
凡你们点火用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰里，并你们所点的火把中，这是我手所定的，你们必躺在悲惨之中。
Behold, all you that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with the sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that you have kindled, this shall you have of my hand, you shall lay down in sorrow.
第十节刚开始看有点不太懂。
When first reading verse 10, it's hard to understand.
你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人之话的？你说这好不好？
So, who is among you that fears the Lord and that obeys the voice of his servant? Is it good?
一面又敬畏耶和华，一面又听神的仆人的话，好不好？
Is it good that on the one hand that fears the Lord and on the other hand obeys the voice of his servant?
应该很好。
Should be very good.
但下一句话呢，就不好。
But what follows is not good.
这人行在暗中，没有亮光。
That walks in darkness and has no light.
解答在后面，当倚靠耶和华的名，仗赖自己的神。
And the answer is that let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
就是说第十节前面告诉我们说，虽然这是敬畏的耶和华的人，他又是听从神仆人的人。
So the beginning of verse 10 says that even though it's someone who fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant,
他所得到的仍然是只有人的帮助。
But what he receives is still the help from man.
他如果只得到人的帮助，没有真正与神建立直接的活的关系。
If he only receives help from man, but there's no direct and living relationship with God,
这人行在暗中，没有亮光。
And this person walks in darkness and has no light.
所以下面劝我们的话说，当倚靠耶和华的名，仗赖自己的神。
So later encourage us say that we shall trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
就是你要有亲身在主面前来信靠主，或者是信任主的那样的是经历。
So we should have the personal actual experience of depending on the Lord.
不是靠别人来靠主。
It's not to depend on others, to depend on God.
好，这里是告诉我们，你当依靠耶和华的名，仗赖自己的神。
So here tells us that we should trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
所以每一个人都应该亲自来到主面前。
So each one of us should come to the Lord ourselves.
不能因为说我们在一群大家觉得不错的弟兄姊妹当中，我们跟神的关系只是一个间接的。
It cannot be that we only have an indirect relationship with God only because we are among brothers and sisters who are good.
不能留在间接的阶段。
We cannot remain in this indirect relationship.
无论如何，需要到主面前跟主半交涉，打通这条路。
No matter what, we have to come before the Lord to deal with God and to open this way for us.
让主在我身上是又真又活，是直接的。
So the Lord upon us is living and is true and living and also is direct.
这不是说我们不需要受弟兄姊妹的帮助。
It does not mean that we don't need the help of brothers and sisters.
这是提醒我们，如果弟兄姊妹给我们最好的帮助，是帮助我们一起来到父的面前，来到主的面前。
But this reminds us that with the best help from brothers and sisters is that we shall together come before Father to God.
如果弟兄姊妹给我们的帮助是停留在弟兄姊妹当中，我们跟主之间、跟父之间那个关系还是间接的。
It is not enough if the help from brothers and sisters still remains among brothers and sisters, but we do not yet have a direct relationship with God.
我们为着主摆许多爱主的弟兄姊妹在我们的周围，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for having all those brothers and sisters who love the Lord next to us.
那不是叫我们好像就偷懒，我们就不用好好在主面前寻求。
That is not to say that we can be lazy and not seek diligently before God.
反而是怎么样？有这些弟兄在帮助我们，我们应该缩短摸索的时间，但是我们跟主的关系应该建立得更紧密、更快速。But
with all the help of those brothers and sisters, our time of seeking Him should be shortened, but we should establish an even more direct and intimate relationship with the Lord.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
凡你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰里，并你们所点的火把中。
Behold, all you that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with a spark, walk in the light of your fire.
这是行在自己的光中。
That is to walk in our own light.
行在人的光中。
Walk in the light of man.
行在自己或行在人的光中。
To walk in the light of myself or in man.
主借着以赛亚告诉我们说：“这是我手所定的，你们必躺在悲惨之中。”Lord
through Isaiah tells us, "This shall you have of my hand; you should lie down in sorrow."
所以他的结局是躺在悲惨之中。So
the result is lie down in sorrow.
神是光。God
is light.
主耶稣是光。Lord
Jesus is light.
主耶稣住在我们里面，使我们也发光。
Lord Jesus lives in us, so we can also shine forth.
圣灵充满我们，使我们可以发光。The
Holy Spirit fills us, so we can shine.
但我们如果不要这个光，我们不要神的光，不要耶稣基督的光，我们却只要人的光，就必躺在悲惨之中。But
if we do reject the light from God and the light of Lord Jesus, then we should lie in sorrow.
我们再看另外一处圣经，还是以赛亚书57章。And
let's read Book of Isaiah chapter 57.
14节，我们读到16节。Let's
read from verse 14 to 16.
耶和华说：“你们要修筑，修筑，预备道路，将绊脚石从我百姓的路中除掉。”
And shall say, cast you up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居，为要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
For thus says the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
我必不永远相争，也不长久发怒，恐怕我所造的人与灵性都必发昏。
For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always roused, for the spirit shall fail before me and the soul shall I have made.
第十五节，第十五节特别宝贵。
Verse 15 is very precious.
主是在至高至圣的所在。
Our Lord is in the high and lofty place.
却是与心灵痛悔的人同居。
But dwell together with who are with contrite heart.
主应许他要住在我们里面。
And Lord has promised he will dwell in us.
他要使谦卑人的灵苏醒。
He will revive the spirit of the humble.
使痛悔人的心苏醒。
And to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
那我们问一下，我们现在是醒的还是睡的？
So let us ask ourselves whether we are awake or asleep.
所以，但是他应许什么？他要使谦卑人的灵苏醒。
But he has promised that he will revive the spirit of the humble.
他要使痛悔人的心也苏醒。
And also to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
我们心听到主就欢喜快乐呢，还是听到主就忧忧愁愁呢？
Is our heart full of joy when we hear about the Lord, or our heart becomes sorrowful?
我们听到主再来就欢喜跳跃呢，听到主再来还是我们就找个地方躲？
When we hear our Lord's return, do are we jumping and full of joy, or that we try to hide ourselves?
这个十四节说，你们要修筑修筑，预备道路。将绊脚石从我百姓的路中除掉。
Verse 14 says, cast you up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people.
求主除去在我心中所有的绊脚石。
Do pray, Lord, remove all the stumbling blocks within us.
这可能是人，这可能是，这可能是物，这可能是我自己。
It might be people or things or materials of myself.
如果绊脚石全部除掉，主没有理由不与我们同在。
There's no reason our Lord's presence is not with us if we remove all of the stumbling blocks.
这是何等宝贵的话！
How precious are these words?
主要我们发光，他不是叫我们用自己的方法。
Lord would like us to shine, but not with our own ways.
他是与谦卑人同在。
And He is dwelling with those who are humbled.
他是与心灵痛悔的人同在。
And he is together with who are with contrite heart.
另外还有一段圣经很提醒我，我想我今天就交通这段圣经完就差不多了。
And then there's another place scripture which I would like to share.
以赛亚书五十八章，我们请大家忍耐一下，从头读到尾。
Isaiah 58, please read it from beginning to the end.
你们要大声喊叫，不可止息，扬起声来，好像吹角，向我百姓说明他们的过犯，向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。
Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins.
他们天天寻求我，乐意明白我的道，好像行义的国民，不离弃他们神的典章。向我求问公义的盼语，喜悦亲近神。
Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God.
他们说：“我们进食，你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢？看，你们进食的日子，人求利益。”乐逼人为你们做苦工。
Wherefore have we fasted, as they said, that thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the days of your fast, you find pleasure, and exact all your labors.
你们进食，却互相增进，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日进食， 不得使你们的声音听闻于上。
Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smit with the feast of wickedness. You should not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high.
这样进食，岂是我所拣选，使人刻苦己心的日子吗？岂是叫人垂头像苇子，用麻布和芦灰铺在他以下吗？你这可称为进食，为耶和华所悦纳的日子吗？
Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spare sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this fast and an acceptable day to the Lord?
我所拣选的禁食，不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶吗？
Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?
不是要把你们的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见赤身的给他衣服遮体，顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？
Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh.
这样，你的光就必发现如早晨的光，你所得的医治要速速发明，你的公义必在你前面行，耶和华的荣光必做你的后盾。
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
那时你求告，耶和华必应允；你呼求，他必说，我在这里。你若从你中间除掉众恶和指责人的指头，并发恶言的事。
Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity.
你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯，使困苦的人得满足，你的光就必在黑暗中发现，你的幽暗必变如正午。
And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, and shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday.
耶和华也必时常引导你，在干旱之地使你心满意足，骨头强壮，你必像浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。
And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden, and like a spring of water, whose water fail not.
那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之处，你要建立拆毁垒带的根基，你必称为补破口的，和重修路径与人居住的。
And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwelling.
你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事。不随自己的私语，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私语。
If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words.
你就以耶和华为乐，耶和华要使你承驾地的高处。又以你主雅各的产业养育你，这是耶和华亲口说的。
Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
这一段圣经有非常丰富的内容。
This has a lot of rich content.
我不可能几分钟就把它讲完。
It's not possible that I finish sharing just within a few minutes.
但他指出一个重点，这些人看起来是很敬畏神，看起来是很侍奉神。
But it points out a very important point is that this group of people seems fearing God and also serving God.
但是呢，神说什么？不得使你们的声音听闻于上，第四节。
But God says that your voice should not be heard.
就是他们在神面前的交通或者说是祈求呢，是达不到神那里去的。
It means that their fellowship or prayers cannot reach God.
所以主告诉他们要恢复那个正确的属灵的状态，做正确的属灵的光景。
So Lord tells them to return to the normal state of their normal spiritual state.
那这里讲他讲特别讲到禁食，他如果是真的禁食的话呢，是失丧自己的魂，是否定自己。
It talks about fasting. The real fasting is to deny themselves, to lose their own soul.
所以真正的禁食是刻苦己心，刻苦自己的魂。
So the real fasting is to afflict their own souls.
不照自己的意思，照神的意思。
Not according to one's own will, but according to God's will.
垂头向尾子，是在神面前真正的谦卑。
To bow down his head as a bulrush, which is truly humble before God.
用麻布和炉灰铺在他以下，这是活在审判底下的。
To spread sackcloth and ashes under him, that is to live under judgment.
这是在审判台前的亮光底下。
That is under the light before judgment seat.
因为谁会无缘无故 穿麻布呢？
Because,
遇到死亡才会穿麻的。
Because the only time that one wears sackcloth is when facing death.
他说不但是这样，如果这个属灵光景是正常的，他真正的禁食。
And not only that, if the spiritual condition is right in the real fasting,
他被释放了，他也应该是释放别人。
As he is being set free, he should be the one also set free others.
所以第六节说，我所拣选的禁食，不是要解开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶麻。
So verse 6 says that it's not this the fast that I have chosen to lose the bands of weakness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke.
所以我们如果光有这外表的敬虔，在神看来是没有用的。
So if we only have our outward holiness, which is nothing before God.
神要借着他的儿女带来从神那里的释放。
God through his children should release the set free that's from God.
需要从神那里，你经历神的拯救，你也知道把怎么样把人带到神被神拯救的那个时机。
As one experienced the salvation of God, then he should also be able to bring in the reality of saving others.
而真正在神面前蒙恩的人，会成为一个给出去的人。
And the one who's truly receiving the grace before God, he can be someone who gives.
而不是抓的人。
And not someone just grab hold of things.
只有旧造的人才是抓抓抓，雅各就是抓抓抓。
Only the old creation are those who grab, just like Jacob, he keeps grabbing.
但是雅各变成以色列呢，他给法老祝福。
But after Jacob became Israel, he blessed the Pharaoh.
神愿意我们每一个像雅各的人都成为以色列。
God would like each one of us who are like Jacob to become Israel.
我们在神面前得了释放，我们也应当成为让别人得释放的管道。
As we are being set free by God, we should become the channel to set free others.
我们在神面前得了供应，我们也愿意成为人从我们身上得到神供应的管道。
As we receive provision from God, then we should be willing to become the channel that other people can receive God's provision from us.
好的，如果是这样的话，你的光就比如早晨的光，就开始发光了。
So if like this, then your light should be like the light in the morning.
啊，弟兄，那个得释放的弟兄姊妹在聚会中常常都很喜乐的。
Those who are being set free, then those brothers and sisters should always feel joyful during the meetings.
不得释放的人，就算有再好的、再丰富的加在身上，
他仍然是忧愁，仍然是这个愁眉苦脸的。
Those who are not being set free, regardless of how much the provision they have, but they are always in sorrow.
而且怎么样？你所得的医治要速速发明。
And also the healing they receive shall go forth speedily.
就是我们这个人要被更新变化。我们这其实我们自己不知道我们自己有多少要需要的医治。
So that means that we shall be all renewed and transformed. Actually, we do not know how much we shall get healed.
当我们在神面前恢复一个正常的光景的时候，我们里面那些需要得医治的就逐渐的发生。
When we return to the correct condition before God, then whatever shall be revived shall happen.
而且呢，把公义行出来了。
And also the righteousness shall go forth.
而且呢，在主面前祷告有能力了。
And also our prayer should have strength before God.
前面祷告是不能听闻于上，现在什么？现在祷告能够受神的带领。
In the former days, the prayer cannot be heard and reached, but now our prayers can be guided by God.
所以如果我们没有经历这个，你就发现你在这没有路的。
So if we do not have such experience, we find that we have no way before God.
而且不但祷告有能力的，而且神的光在我们身上在逐渐的扩大，像正午的光一样。
Not only we find power in our prayers, but also the light of the Lord enlarges in us, just like the light in the noontime.
更丰富的是神的引导，在我们一切当中都成为真实了。
Even furthermore, the guidance of the Lord becomes a reality in all of in us.
在神的引导底下，在干旱之地使你心满意足，骨头强壮，你必像浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。你说这好不好啊？
And isn't it good that under guidance of the Lord, they satisfy the soul in drought and make fat at bones, and they should be like a water garden, like a spring of water, whose water fails not.
而且不但如此，他说那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之处，你要建立拆毁垒带的根基。这是什么？这开始承受神的托付，恢复神的工作，恢复神的旨意。
And not only that, it's to revive the eternal purpose of God, to recover His eternal purpose, that they should be build the old waste places and shall raise up the foundation of many generations.
不被自己的需要限制。
And not being limited by our own needs.
叫我们转向神的需要。
So we can turn toward the needs of God.
神的旨意在我们当中现在是可行不可行，是有见证没有见证，需不需要恢复。
God's will amongst us, whether there's a way or whether it should be established, recover, or is there a testimony?
你必称为不破口的。
Thou shall be called the repair of the breach.
那个你知道，其实不破口的比你做个新的还要不容易。
It is even harder to repair the breach compared to just build a new one.
他必定要知道神的心意才有办法不破口。
He has to know God's will in order to repair the breaches.
他只要有一点不知道，那个破口可能就一直留在那个地方。
If there's a little bit of not understanding Lord's will, then this breach should always be there.
所以今天主要得着这样的人。
So today, Lord would like to gain such people.
而且是重修路径与人居住。
And the restore of paths to dwell in.
然后呢，他也是活在安息的世纪里面。
And also he lives in the reality of in rest.
他在安息里面，神把他提升在高处。
In rest, then God exalt him on high.
在安息里面与神同行，让他进入得产业的世纪。
In rest, he walks together with God to enter into the reality of receiving heritage.
这有一个光要从这些都发出来。
So there's this light should shine forth.
如果我们是一个没有盼望的人，我们发出来的是一个没有盼望的光。
If we are people without hope, then the light we shine out is without hope.
如果基督真是我们的盼望，我们应当这些的经历在我们身上要逐渐的尝到。
If Christ is truly our hope, then we should gradually taste all these.
如果我们真的是像圣经所讲说，是为了神旨意被造而有的，我们会愿意活在神旨意里面。这些都应该逐渐成为我们的经历。
If we are truly like Bible says that we are being created by God's will, for God's will, and we should actually live in those experiences.
我想我的时间已经到了，我今天就暂时停在这。
I think my time is up, so I will stop here for now.
求主使我们成为那个能发光的器。
May the Lord help us become the vessel that shines forth.
求主的光不停留在天上，求主的光能够在教会里面，在我们每一个人身上有出路。
So that His Lord's light does not just stop in heaven, but His light has a way out in church and on each one of us.
求主怜悯我们，不要再继续消灭圣灵的感动。
May the Lord have mercy upon us, so we do not continue to quench the Spirit.
如果我们继续再消灭，我们就有可能会发那位愚拙的那五个愚拙的所讲同样的话，我们的灯要灭了。
If we continue to quench the spirit, then we might say what the foolish virgin say, that our lamp's gone out.
这个灭不是神叫它灭，这个灭是人消灭。
It's not that God makes the lamp's gone out, it's that people have quenched it.
求主拯救我们脱离这种光景。
May the Lord deliver us out of this state.
我们连祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we offer up those words back to your hands.
无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都求你给我们回头的亮光。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, do pray that you help us to look back onto your words with light.
愿你说的话能够落在好土里面。
So the words you speak can be fallen upon good soil.
能够结实100倍、60倍、30倍。
Can bear up fruit with 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold.
成就你的心意。把荣耀归给你自己。
To fulfill your will and give you the glory unto yourself.
谢谢主。
Thank Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.